This is Chairman Dale Dio dictating an attorney letter to Ron Byron, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Byron, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Devin Brown, please note the following medical letter, period. Devin is D-E-V-E-N, Brown, B-R-O-W-N. On today's date, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, as well as taken the history directly from the patient, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. The patient is a 52-year-old male, height 5'7" tall, weight 175 pounds, period. He was involved in an automobile accident on or about May 7th of 2021, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when he was rear-ended, stopped at a traffic light, period. The patient was jerked, period. Despite the fact there was minimal damage to the vehicle, the patient sustained reactivation of prior back pain, period. The patient had immediate pain in his entire back, period. Despite adequate treatment, he is still experiencing pain in his entire spinal area, period. New paragraph. His neck pain is described as intermittent, period. It occurs four hours per day, period. It is described as a stiffness, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The neck pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The thoracic spinal pain is described as intermittent, period. It occurs 3 hours per day, period. It is a throbbing and stabbing type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The lumbar pain is described as intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 4 hours per day, period. It is a burning, stabbing, and throbbing type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, but initially it was radiating, but the radiation has ceased with treatment, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living include problems climbing ladders, comma, overhead work, comma, walking stairs, comma, working under sinks, comma, sex, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications denies other than over-the-counter medications, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medications as well as stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that day he was seen in the emergency room at Community East, period. He was given medication and referred to a physical therapy treatment, period. He did have a few treatments, period. He was seen in the emergency room a couple times, as on one occasion he was having problems getting out of bed, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for a CVA in 2020, as well as Wolf Parkinson White syndrome, period. New paragraph, past surgical history is positive for heart surgery, comma, adenoids, comma, and tonsils, period. New paragraph, his occupation is that of a maintenance technician full-time, period. He is able to work, but with pain and at a slower pace, period. New paragraph, traumatic medical history reveals in approximately the year 2002, he injured his low back when he was involved in a rear-end automobile accident, and he had physical therapy for a few months with some permanency, period. He has not been in any other serious automobile accident other than on September 18th, 2021. He was involved in another rear-end automobile accident, period. this automobile accident aggravated his entire back period. In 2019, he had a work injury where a refrigerator fell on him, period. When the refrigerator fell on him, he had physical therapy for a couple weeks. The injury involved his hands and back, and there was no permanency, period. The patient has had prior back problems in this automobile accident from May 7, 2021, has re-aggravated his prior back pain, period. New paragraph. New paragraph. I have reviewed an extensive amount of medical records and would like to comment on the pertinent findings, period. Records from Jane Pauley Community Health Center, June 3rd, 2021. Patient states he was rear-ended 3 weeks ago in a car accident and his neck has been bothering him, period. They noted various abnormalities on physical examination. Period. Records from community physical therapy, August 6, 2021, states that the patient tolerated treatment well. He displayed significant improvement in cervical rotation, period. He will continue to benefit from skilled physical therapy for progress towards his prior level of function, period. Records from physical therapy, community physical therapy, July 12, 2021, states 50-year-old male who presents to physical therapy secondary to neck pain from an MVA on May 7, 2021, period. He states that he went to the ER 3 weeks ago secondary to low back pain that went down both legs, period. Since then, it has improved, period. The pain is intermittent, period. He states that his neck seems to stiffen up on him a lot, period. He states that he has always had back pain, and this has just aggravated it, period. They state that on today's history and physical exam, signs and symptoms are consistent with low back pain, period. The patient displays painful range of motion and reports impaired activity tolerance, period. The patient will benefit from skilled PT in order to address the impairments, period. Records from the emergency department, Community Hospital East, May 7th, 2021, state 50-year-old male presents to the emergency department status post-MVC, period. Patient states that he was in a car accident at 3 p.m., period. Patient was restrained driver, period. Patient was stopped when the accident occurred, period. States his pain is in his neck as well as his low back, period. Abnormalities were noted on physical examination and well-documented, period. They state that the patient was given Toradol, period. They also prescribed Robaxin for home, period. Their impression was motor vehicle collision as well as neck strain initial encounter, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of May 7th, 2021, were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, strain, and pain. Number two, thoracic trauma, strain, and pain. Number three, lumbar trauma, strain, and pain, period. The above three diagnoses are an aggravation of pre-existing and prior conditions in his back and are aggravated by the automobile accident of May 7th of 2021, period. The patient was doing relatively good in relationship to his back problems until this automobile accident of May 7th, 2021, and it has aggravated his pre-existing conditions and the diagnoses as mentioned above, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include ongoing medication at an estimated cost of $85 a month for the remainder of his life period. The patient can benefit by some additional spinal injections, not additional. The patient can benefit by additional, not additional. The patient can benefit by spinal injections. Yes, let's phrase it that way. The patient can benefit by spinal injections at an estimated cost of $2,500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.